Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is in Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. And reading chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Also Genesis 15, verse 7. It reads as follows. Terah took his son Abraham, his grandson Lot's son, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarah, the wife of his son Abraham, and together they set out for Ur of the Chaldeans, from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Then in Genesis 15, 1 to 5, it reads, the Lord has said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Good verse 480. So Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years of age when he set out from Ur. He took his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot, all the position they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Now in Genesis 15 verse 7 it reads, he also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you the land to the take possession of it. What I would like us to highlight before we proceed further is that chapter 11, we read about genealogy, Kajem, and who was the forefather Noah, and the forefather of my Jews. And every verse we read, Eguyo, we acknowledge that the people recorded there, they gave birth to their children at the early age, as the age of 29. But when we read in verse 26 of that chapter, we find Terah, the father of Abraham, was the only one who begot the first child of Abraham at the age of 70. Manja, this may tell us that Abraham may have been the child of the promise to his father Terah. Ngani ngoba umthole very late, ena 70, and all other people kwenye generation bebethola abantwana bena 30, bena 29. Manje, another point in verse 31, lapha Terah, when he left from Ur to go to Haran, the fact is it was not Terah he must leave Ur, but it was God who brought them out of Ur. And only in chapter 15, verse 7, esimfundile, God revealed it to Abraham that and Abraham we confirm again leonto lekuthi bakhishwa uNkulunkulu lapha ku chapter 24 verse 7 uma ekhuluma nenceku yakhe uElijah, who was a chief servant, and said wathi kuye, the Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land. Now the native land was the land of birth, which kwakuyi Uru la wabakhipha khona uNkulunkulu. Manje in chapter 12, when God called him out, he never knew Abraham the difference between being called out and being brought out. Njengoba laphayana uNkulunkulu, he brought them out. Now Abraham sekezenda when he ase Haran, uNkulunkulu is calling him out. Now what he did to Abraham, he took Lot with him, trying to do lento yenzo ubabake, yokuthuma bephume Ur, baphume bonke nefamily nabo Lot. Manje uma sibheka again lapha ku chapter 13 verse 14, ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu all the time ekhona uLot empilweni kaAbraham, uNkulunkulu azange asho lutho. But now verse chapter 13 verse 14 izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, after Lot has parted, the Lord spoke to Abraham. Manje, this is a lesson to us that as long as we linger around with other people, we might not be the part of our journey or a part of our destiny, we'll never hear from God. Ngoba akusibonke abantu ekufanele ukuthi sihambe nabo ukuze uNkulunkulu simuzwe. Manje lana Lot was not the part of his journey, although he was a part of his destiny, which Engzoy explain later as we go on. Manje, this reminds us what is written in Matthew 10 verse 37, when Jesus said, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. But that does not mean Jesus Christ was encouraging hatred between us and our families. But it was because each and every one of us, even those family, we are in a journey, and that journey we need to reach a destiny. Manje, there's a difference between the journey and the destiny. Manje, izwi kaNkulunkulu lapha ku Psalm 84 lithi, blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on a pilgrimage. They go from strength to strength till each one appears before God in Zion. Man, the mighty till each one appears, meaning that it's all about the individual. Each one of us has a race to run. Each one of us has a unelene yakhe uma igijima, where he needs ukuthi ahambe kuyo. And manje leli lizwi liyasitshela ukuthi we will appear alone before uNkulunkulu. Manje, the topic of our message today is journey and a destiny. Manje, when God told Abraham to leave his country, his people, and his father's household, that was a lesson to him and to us that not everyone who is in our lives are meant to be in our journey. And not everyone are meant to stay with us until the end. Letting go means come to a realization that some people are part of our history, but not part of our destiny. Some are not part of our journey, but they are part of our destiny. Manje, the statement can be confirmed when we are looking at the life of Joseph, of Josephus was Arimathea, and Nicodemus. They were not the part of Jesus' journey, but they ended up to be the part of his destiny, which was his death. They made sure that Jesus got a dignified burial. Equally so with Mary, who took half liter of her expensive perfume, which she kept without having a clue that it would instead yena angeka kwazi kuyithengisa, angeka kwazi kuyisebenzisa. But this was meant for the burial to anoint Jesus Christ when ngoba uJesu Kristo uyakhomenta futhi uthi leave her alone. It was intended that they should save this perfume for the day of his burial. Ngoba kwaba khona babuza ukuthi why le perfume ingathengiswa kunikezwe abantu abampofu. UJesu kuyila baphendula ethi leave her. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of the burial. As we talk about the journey and the destiny, the success of our destiny is determined by our daily routine. The people we hang up with, the books we read, the conversation we engage ourselves with. Some people are passing through to teach us a lesson in life. They are the part of our journey, not the part of our destiny. Manje uma sibheka kusifunda izwi kaNkulunkulu ku Genesis 15 ku verse 7. UNkulunkulu told Abraham that he is the one who brought him out of Ur to give them Canaan. Manje uma sibheka kulo Canaan, the very God ebemtshele ukuthi yimi engukhiphile ngakuletha la ngoba ngifuna ukuthi uthathe le ndawo, but sithola ukuthi the very place kwaqale kwaba nembalela. Manje uma sibheka ukuthi kwaqale kwaba nembalela kule ndawo, that led uAbraham to go down to Egypt. Manje, this case history reveals to us that Every milestone we face is a part of our journey, but not our destiny. If Canaan never faced a drought, Abraham would have not moved to Egypt. And going to Egypt was to pave the way for his future generation, who will be raised there to be a nation. Manje, yilokho ngithi, kukhona ithembiso uNkulunkulu azenzayo kithi. But in the midst yeithembiso lezi, kuba khona izinto ezivelayo. Uma zivela, sometimes we have a question ukuthi, ingabe uNkulunkulu lo ebekhuluma, or ingabe yimi na? Why manje kwenzeka so? Manje ngithanda ukuthi, kuye yonke into, uNkulunkulu noma ikhulumile, it doesn't mean to say, angeke sidlule entweni. Ngoba uNkulunkulu kwenza lokho, ngoba kukhona injongo, yena wayebheka imbalela, but uNkulunkulu ebebheke ngaphezu kwalokho, ukuthi manje ngifuna lo muntu asuke la, ahamba eGibhitha. Uma ifika eGibhitha, ngoba uNkulunkulu wathi kuye, la enyathele khona, indawo yakhona, yonke uzoyidla. Manje uNkulunkulu yena wayebheke ngale, ukuthi manje lo, uzopave indlela for the generation to come. Manje, some of the struggle we face in our journey, they shape us for our destiny. Hence, James chapter 1, ethi, consider it pure joy, brothers, when you face all kinds of trial. The promises of God are continually unfolding with every step of a journey we take. Manje, the important I would like us to see in the journey, sibheka indaba kaHagar. Uhaka became the part of his journey. But when Sarah sent her away in chapter 21, verse 11, it tells us that Abraham was distressed. But uNkulunkulu told him, ukuthi, listen to Sarah. Sarah is right, umayimxosha nomfazi. Here we then see that Uhaka was part of the journey, not the part of a destiny. But umntana azomzala, engu Ishmaeli, would be part of the destiny yakhe uAbraham nezizukulwane ezizayo. Manje uma sibheka la kuGenesis chapter 37, after uAbraham sekudala wahamba, his destiny continued. Manje uma sibheka through his descendants, kuverse 27 ka chapter 37 ka Genesis, uIshmael, who was the descendant Hagar, who is the descendant of Abraham, was the one owathatha Abraham, uJacob, wayomthengisa eGibhitha. And the Bible tells us ukuthi kukhona aba omunye amaMidiana elithi zikaNkulunkulu mabemfake emgodini abantu abafowabo kwadlula amaMidiana amkhipha emgodini. Manje uma sibheka indaba yamaMidiana, sithola ukuthi also amaMidiana izizukulwane zika-Abraham ngoKeturi, lapha sifunda khona kuGenesis chapter 25. Manje bona babizelwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi bazomkhipha emgodini. Siyakhumbula ukuthi amaMidiana is the very people alapho uMose uma seke baleke eGibhitha wabalekela khona. Ngani? Ngoba these were the descendants ezika Abraham kodwa kwi-clan enye ethile. Manje ke uma sibheka lento ukuthi masikhuluma nge-difference between a journey and a destiny, ukuthi there are people abakhona kwi-journey yethu kodwa they will not be there until the end. There are people abakhona kwi-journey yethu, but they are going to be there even in our destiny. Manje uma sibheka ke indaba ka-Ishmael, ukuthi siyakhumbula ukuthi injongo yokuthi axoshwe uHagar kungoba ngendaba ka-Ishmael sekukhona u-Isaac. But uNkulunkulu makethi miyekeleni hambe, uNkulunkulu wayazi ukuthi the very person, ngoba uNkulunkulu wagcina sekembusisile wathi Abraham ungakhathazeki ngoba yisizalo sakho lesi ngimbusisile naye. Manje kuza izizukulwane zama-Ishmael, mazifika izizukulwane zama-Ishmael zithatha uJosepha ziyomthengisa kuPotifa ukuze kugcwaliseke lento uNkulunkulu ayisho kuGenesis chapter 15 uma etshela uAbraham ukuthi kuyokwenzeka izizukulwane ezizayo zizoba kwenye country for 400 years and lapho zizohlushwa. But wathi ngakhathazeki zizophuma nengcebo yakhona. Manje uma sibheka khona lapho uNkulunkulu angel yonto leyo ngempela kwenzeka, but in order for them ukuthi kukwazi ukuthi kube naleyo nto leyo kwakudingeka ukuthi kuAbraham kube nendlala eKanana ukuze manje uAbraham asuke aye eGibhitha. Make buye eGibhitha uphuma noHagayi, baphuma nesebenzi esinguHagayi, lesebenzi simzalela umntwana okwagcina manje ebizwa ngokuthi uIshmayeli, naye owazala izizukulwane ezenzeka ukuthi zahlangana nabo Joseph zahamba zamthengisa. Manje ngithanda ukuthi manje this very thing is very interesting ngoba lapha ku Genesis chapter 37 sithola laba bantu bangcwele laba lithi zikaNkulunkulu ku Genesis chapter 37 babaphuma eGilead bethwele ama spies aseGilead and the people tells us ukuthi as they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of the Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm, and the myrrh, and they were on their way down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What we will gain if we killed our brother and cover his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our flesh and our blood, his brother." So when the Midianites merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. Manje lapo sebekhona eGibhitha bangcwele, sebehlela iminyaka neminyaka, abanye sebefile, abanye bezalwa khona eGibhitha. Kuyenzakala ukuthi manje abo-brother bakhe bayongena nabo eGibhitha siyazi. Kodwa nayi into laphayana ku-chapter 50 wakhona ukuthi manje lapha ku-chapter 50 kuwenzeka ukuthi ubaba wabo uJacob ashonele eGibhitha. Kodwa ubuhle baleyo nto yokuthi uma esekeshonele eGibhitha kukhona bangcwele okwenzekayo okuhle elithi zikaNkulunkulu wazibiza, wababiza bonke and he started to bless them. Siyakhumbula ukuthi even make fika he even blessed uFaro ngokwakhe uma uJosepha emintroducer lithi zikaNkulunkulu uJacob wambulesa uFaro. And manje siyakhumbula ukuthi uFaro isizukulwane asiso lesizukulwane esasihlupha abantwana bakaIsrayeli ngasikhathi saloyo babehleli kahle abantwana bakaIsrayeli. Manje ngithanda ukuthi sibheke ukuthi manje sesivala kwenzeka ukuthi uJacob ashonele kulo ndawo. Manje lapha kuchapter 50 isitshela nayo into ithi lana Joseph threw himself upon the father and wept over him and kissed him. Then Joseph directed the physician in his service to embalm his father Israel. So the physician embalmed him, taking a full 40 days, for that was the time required for embalming. And the Egyptian mourned for him for 70 years. When the days of mourning had passed, Joseph said to Pharaoh, "Count, if I have found favor in your eyes, speak to Pharaoh for me. Tell him my father made a swear, an oath, and said, I'm about to die. Bury me in the country or myself in the land of Canaan. Now let me go up and bury my father, then I will return." Pharaoh said, "Go up and bury the father as he has made you to swear." Verse 7 says, "Ivala, it is so Joseph went up to bury his father. All the Pharaoh's officials accompanied him, the dignitaries of his court, also accompanied him besuka eGibhitha beyongcwaba bani uJacob. Manje siyathola ukuthi labo bantu ababe embalmba, these were the people ababe khona izizukulwane zalabo abaku chapter 37 abaphuma eGiliyadi bephethe inongo. This was what bangcwele masise museum yaseGibhitha 1 year basidemonstratela ukuthi kwakuembandwa kanjani. Umuntu wayikhishwa amanzi then kufake lezi zinto, kufanele ukuthi ahlale isikhathi eside then akwazi ukuthi abe yimani. Manje sesiyabona ke bangcwele ukuthi konke kwakubalulekile, kodwa manje u-Ishmayeli uyidestiny yabantwana baka-Israyeli njengoba eyisukulwane sika-Abraham. May God richly bless us in Jesus' name, amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.